Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Plenty of things to talk about, so sit down at Corsters Lounge. From far and near, won't you come and hear a sweet, melodious call? Let us all unite in one accord, we're family after all. So let's settle down and listen to the sounds of the singers in Corsters Lounge. There's plenty of things to talk about, so sit down, so sit down, so sit down at the lounge.
All right, so hello again, YouTube family. Welcome back into the Corsters Lounge. For those of you that are new to the lounge, just thank you all for spending a little time with us here in the lounge. If this is your second, third, fourth, fifth, et cetera, time into the lounge, thank you for continuing to be part of the journey. Continue to like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Share the good news and glad tidings of joy. Today, we are pleased to welcome into the Corsters Lounge one who has been a musical prelate and a musical mastermind within the congregation for years. He is in great voice today, and I am just pleased and honored to welcome into the Corsters Lounge, Brother Ernest Griffin. Brother Griffin, I'm so pleased and honored to have you. All hail, sir. Is it well?
All is well. Is it well with thee?
All and is well.
I am Brother Ernest Griffin II.
Brother Ernest Griffin II. Yes, sir.
I was named after my grandfather.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I always, Brother Ernest, whenever I see you, I like to do this little phrase that you have. I love to hear this phrase that you have. How you feeling, Brother Griff?
I feel good all under.
Come on now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So where we're going to start, Brother Griff, there is a recording that I guess became popular, I would say maybe 15 or so years ago. And you're one of the few voices on that recording, or one of the few people that were just present for the recording. I think we kind of ask about, you know, some of the people that were present, you know, some of the songs that you actually maybe led or just maybe harmonizing with. We've been told the recording was from 1957. And there were people on the recording, the likes of Brother Caleb Garris, Elder Thomas Stevenson, a few other names and things like that. I know your mother, Sister Elder Sheba Griffin, was also one of the names that was there. So just with that recording, Brother Griffin, just kind of set the stage. What do you recall about that recording? What songs did you actually sing the solo for? And what were maybe some of the other folks? I know that the Armstrong brothers, Armstrong mm-hmm. family was there as well. So what do you just remember about that particular recording?
That recording, my cousin Howard Little, his nickname was Hoppy. He recorded, and it was up over the general kitchen where my mother, my great-grandmother, my sister, and myself lived in that apartment, up over the general kitchen. And there was Caleb Garris, Thomas Stevenson, mm-hmm. Pye Speller, Jethro Martin, Sheba Griffin, Margaret Liggins, and Brother Ernest Griffin. I was 14 years old.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Goodness gracious. And then, you know, and as was, you know, the customary at that time, you know, in the history of our congregation, it was nothing for singers to come together and just sing, right? Just have a jam session.
In Belleville, coming up in Belleville, I moved to Belleville in 1952. There was Earl McGuinn, right? Caleb Garris, mm-hmm. Albert Gaines, mm-hmm. which was Elliot Gaines's brother, they lived in Belleville, and there was music all around 24/7.
Yes, sir.
They would come, they would be in the yard. There were groups up under trees.
Yes, sir.
I sang with the Belltones, right? There was the Belltones.
Yes, sir. Now call the names of some of the Belltones. Who were the Belltones?
Marvin Carey. Moses Farrell, mm-hmm. Flip Farrell, Jimmy Flippins, and Amos Brabson. That was the Belltones.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Belltones was Paul Armstrong, Charles Armstrong, Danny Compton, James Hill.
Yes, sir.
And myself.
So you had the Belltones with a V, and then the Belltones with a B. Yes, sir. Now, and I'm going to get back to some of those groups. But getting back to that recording, which songs did you sing the solo on? Did you sing the solo on any of the songs on that recording?
It was a secular song, Little Bitty Pretty One. Little Bitty Pretty One, come along with me. Lovey dovey, lovey dove, come set that on my knee.
That was you. Goodness gracious. Okay. All right. So who sang some?
My mother, my sister, and myself.
Okay.
And Thomas Stevenson did the bass.
Goodness gracious. And for of course our young people, when we say Thomas Stevenson, it's Elder Thomas Stevenson, the Grand Cantor. So yes. let me ask you this. So I wrote down a couple of notes. So there were a few other songs that was sung on that recording. So who sang the lead on The Love of God?
Charles Armstrong.
Did he also do Somewhere to Lay My Head as well?
Yes.
Okay. So that whole segment, The Love of God, Somewhere to Lay My Head.
And we did that over at the Tabernacle.
Lord have mercy.
That's what that was my cousin Hoppy recorded us at the Tabernacle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was, listen, that recording to this day still has a lot of excitement and meat on the bone, so to speak. Now, what year approximately was that? Do you recall?
I started singing with the Belltones in 1952 to 1960.
Yes, sir. Now let me ask you this: so getting to those quartets and things like that, how do you think singing with quartets and those small groups helped to strengthen kind of your overall musical, mindset? How did singing in those small quartets help to strengthen your musical?
I have to go back to the beginning. My mother, I was three and my sister was four. And my mother was probably 21.
Okay.
Because she had my sister when she was 15 and had me when she was 16. So we grew up together. Mm-hmm. And we had a group called the Griffin Trio.
Mm.
And then my mother sang with the Golden Chords in Belleville.
Lord have mercy. The Lord have mercy. Lord
have
mercy.
So I've been around music. I started singing. I was 3 years old.
Lord. And just tell me just a little bit, especially for people in my age range or younger who only know of your mother by way of recordings. What were some of your mother's signature songs that she was a featured soloist?
I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still as I travel on this unknown.
Still pressing as I travel on. Oh, Lord. Plant my feet on high ground.
Oh, Lord.
Yes,
Lord,
sir.
Lift me up and let me stand. My faith in heaven is a table lamp. No higher place than I have found. Oh, Lord. Plant my feet on higher ground.
Now, was your mother always a member of the Belleville Choir, or when she left the Belleville Choir, where did she make her home?
Rochester, New York.
Okay.
And she sang with Count Basie and Joe Williams.
Really?
If you go on YouTube and type in Sheba Griffin, she got a song that she composed in 1947, Mean and Evil Baby. And it's on YouTube.
See, this is stuff we got to know. They don't tell us. They don't tell us until they tell us. I love it. I love it. That is all right. Now, did your mother ever share with you any stories relative to her time singing with the Belleville Choir, doing some of the traveling with the Belleville? Yes, sir.
And they had the blue and white bus.
Mm.
That Thomas Stevenson was the main driver when they traveled with Rabbi C. Plummer.
Yes, sir.
Raising money for the organization.
Yes, sir.
And to give you some history.
Please do.
My mother
was
singing in nightclubs, and Rabbi C. Plummer was in Chicago, 1947. And my grandmother, St. Margaret Griffin, who was a charitable chairman, she was Western District charitable chairman.
Yes.
Of the West.
Yes.
Well read.
Yes, sir.
Begged my mother to come out to sing for the leaders. She sang Plant My Feet on Higher Ground. Now, Monday morning, she was supposed to go on the road with Count Basie and Joe Williams. And Rabbi C. Plummer said, Sheba, I want you in my chorus. And she joined the Belleville Acapella Chorus.
Mm. And at this point, she was living up north.
In Chicago, west.
She was living in the Midwest in Chicago, and Rabbi A.C. Plummer told her to come up, up to Belleville. We go down to Virginia, but up to Canaanland, right?
Right.
He brought her from Chicago up to Canaanland to sing and be part of the Belleville Chorus.
She sang with the Belleville Chorus for 10 years.
Lord have mercy. And was one of the featured soloists. So
with Caleb Garris.
Plant My Feet on Higher Ground was one of her songs. I've also heard recordings of her singing. By and by.
By and by.
Yes, sir. Come on.
This day will surely come. It'll be early, 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 early. Oh, my Lord. By and by. Oh, liar. You got to go home.
Got to go home.
Oh, liar. You got to go home.
Oh,
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, man. Yes, yes, indeed. So, kind of as you came along, you know, where were you born? You know, Brother Griff, you know, what were some of your earliest?
Born in Chicago, Illinois.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And, I came up under Vandis Charles. I'm tailor-made.
Yes, sir. Tell the story.
There ain't that many of us left.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We spoke with one a few episodes ago in St. Rhoda Wilson Jackson.
Yes.
She was one, absolutely.
I talked to her yesterday for 3 hours.
God bless. God bless. That is awesome.
She is a living legend.
Absolutely.
At 102 years old.
And nobody would ever
and
know
still
it.
Still singing.
Still singing. Still singing. Yep. That's the truth. That's the truth. So kind of as you were growing up, Brother Griffin, who were some of the, you know, in the congregation and out of the congregation, who were some of the maybe dynamic musicians, choristers, singers, like I say, inside and out of the congregation that kind of helped to shape your musical journey?
Brother Wesley Garris.
Yes, sir.
Caleb's father.
Yes, sir.
He was Western District Chorister at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Had a bad leg. And I'm trying to think of the song that him, Dan Garris, and Caleb sang. He had that bad leg. And he would stick that leg out. First time I heard him was 1947 at the Passover. I was 4 years old. Lord, the Lord has blessed me with I can't remember from 1 minute to the next, but the Lord has blessed me to retain my memory when I was a child up to my age now at 81.
81 years young.
Nobody but God.
That's the truth.
And I'm still singing.
And sounding great.
Until my day is done.
Ah, that's the song I wanted to hear you sing. We're gonna come back. I want you to come back to that to close us out.
Okay.
Remember that song to close us out. So you said brother Wesley Garris. Who else? You know, were some of the musical influences within
Dan
the congregation?
Dan Garris.
Yes, sir.
Caleb Garris.
Mm-hmm.
Earl McGuinn.
Yes, sir.
Albert Gaines.
Yes, sir. And how about were there any other choristers that whether it's Belleville, Chicago, you know, any of your other that
Chicago, Brother Josiah Wilson.
Yes, sir.
That was my idol coming up as a child.
Yes, sir.
In Belleville. And he sang until his day was done.
True. Yes, indeed.
That was my idol coming up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then, you know, kind of as you, you know, look to expand kind of your musical kind of repertoire, so to speak, was there anybody that really stood out to you in the secular world that kind of helped to shape your musical journey?
Joe Williams.
Okay.
Him and my mother sang together. Lord. And she sang with the Tom Archer Band in Chicago. And she composed Mean and Evil Baby. Yes. So Joe Williams used to, when he played in Rochester, he stayed with us. Because him and my mother, we did You Got a Friend at this Romano Inn. In their lounge.
Okay.
Joe Williams was the featured on the billboard.
Yes, sir.
And my mother and I went, and we sang three-part harmony, You Got a Friend.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Now, did you ever sing in any other bands?
I sang with my cousin in Rochester, the Shell Tears.
The Shell Tears.
And then when I moved to Zanesville, I sang with Flight Incorporated.
So, and these were outside groups. Did you all ever record? Did you all ever record
in
anything?
Clubs. Yes.
See, this is stuff, Brother Griff. I'm learning. I'm learning and, more about your musical journey.
I sang with the Fright Incorporated, and my signature song was Summertime.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I was the only, you know, they would open up, and then I would come on the second set, third set, and the fourth set to be featured.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. All right. So kind of as we kind of get back into kind of your journey in the Church of God, Saints of Christ, the question that I ask all choristers is when, where, and by whom were you appointed a chorister?
I was appointed a chorister at 16 years old by Elder Joseph Jeffries in Rochester, New York.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then kind of as you matriculated, you know, on up, when were you appointed the District Chorister of the West?
The Passover of 1990 by Rabbi Levi Solomon Plummer.
Yes, sir. And then you served there up until you were given the honor of emeritus, you know, by our current leader, you know, Chief Rabbi Philip, you know, E. McNeil. So you've been around as a chorister for a long time.
No, I was made emeritus by, Rabbi McNeil.
Yes, sir.
I served at 28 years as Western District Chorister.
So that would put that at about, what, 2018 is when you were emeritized, 2018?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Coming to Zanesville, it was predestined.
Yes, sir. Yes. So talk a little bit about that journey, Brother Griff. So how did you end up getting to Zanesville? And just what can you tell us about the Zanesville Choir, you know, years past and kind of where the Zanesville Choir is now?
When I moved to Zanesville, Brother Robert Norris, Bob Norris, was the chorister. 1973.
Yes, sir.
And I sit in the congregation at the Old Tabernacle on 6th Street. And Evangelist Norris said, Brother Griffin? I said, yes, sir. I stood up. He said, what are you doing sitting in the congregation? Come up where you belong. And when Bob stepped down, I became the chorister of Zanesville. 1974, 75.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And then I just wanted to sing in the choir. I never desired the office of being a chorister.
Yes.
And then I became the Western District Chorister. But if God has something for you, you'll get it.
So two quick things, Brother Griff. So kind of as I go back to your compositions, your compositions are, and for those of you that have your hymnals, you know, YouTube audience, if you look on page 313 of the hymnal, Brother Griffin has five songs that are in the hymnal. Building a temple for the Lord in these last days, living in these last days, the 91st Psalm, O Lord, guard my tongue from evil, and the seventh day of the Sabbath. All of those are compositions.
Seven days of the Sabbath is my first composition.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
1967.
Yes, sir.
And I give credit to Brother Zeph McDonald, who was the...
New England.
Northern.
New England.
Mm-hmm. New England.
Yes,
Coastal.
Sir.
He helped me put the last, I give him credit for it. He helped me do the last verse. When I see God, my life was predestined.
Yes, sir.
I moved to Newark at the request of Elder Benjamin Quarterbaugh. I stayed with Brother Joe Jackson on South 12th Street.
Lord have mercy. I did not know that, Brother Griff. Did not know that.
Came up under Beaufort.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
He was a master. They couldn't teach him nothing.
Yes, sir. So he walked out. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And yes, we sing, You know, he composed As the Evening Sun Goes Down.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
My plight to Newark, New Jersey was the best move as far as the Church of God and Saints of Christ was concerned. Now, the city of Newark.
Yes, sir. It has its challenges. Has some challenges.
No. It ain't nothing but a great big ghetto.
But the tabernacle was on a hill, shining light. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
On the hill that got seen by everybody.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Brother Griff. Was there? Did you have a specific process when it came to your compositions?
Yes.
What was? Just share a little bit about your process. You, yes, sir.
I would get up around 3 and 4 in the morning and ask God to send the composition that I may compose. And the 7-day Sabbath was the first one.
Mm. So as far as your mother's composition, so most of us know When the Wicked, right? When the Wicked was composed by your mother, our sister, right. Sheba Griffin. Now, and just so that we're clear, your mother was appointed a sister elder in
Rochester.
Okay. Mm. So yes, so she is sister elder Sheba Griffin. Mm-hmm. Did she have any other compositions?
Oh Lord, hear me when I call, and oh Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs.
Can you sing a little bit of those for us, please?
Oh Lord, hear me when I call. Oh Lord, hear me when I call. Boom, boom, boom. Oh Lord, hear me when I call. If it be thy will, answer me. If it be thy will, answer me.
Mm.
The God of Abraham, he'll hear your cry in the morning and hear it late at night. He'll hear your cry in the morning and hear it late at night. He'll hear your cry in the morning and hear it late at night. And when he answers, everything will be all right. So just open up your heart to the Lord. Won't you open up your heart to the Lord? So just open up your heart to the Lord, and you will see the God of Abraham, as he did in the days of Moses, he'll do in these days, as he did in the days of Moses, he'll do in these days, as he did in the days of Moses, he'll do in these days. So now is the time to stop your evil ways. So just open up your heart to the Lord. To the Lord. So just open up your heart to the Lord. Won't you open up your heart to the Lord, and you will see the God of Abraham.
Oh man, we gotta get this in the book, man. We gotta get this in the book. Oh Lord have mercy. Yeah, I'm gonna need that one. And how about the other one?
Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Oh Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Oh Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Show thyself. They slay the widow and the stranger. And they murdered the fatherless. They slay the widow and the stranger. And they murdered the fatherless. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. His mind is ever in perfect peace that stayed on thee. Mm. Oh, wake up, people, for the judgment of the Lord is near at hand, near at hand. Oh, wake up, people, for the judgment of the Lord is near at hand.
Lord have you. We gotta get that in the book too. Gotta get that in the book too. All right, so Brother Griff's kind of, as we wrap up, what words of encouragement do you have for this generation of singers and this generation of choristers? Just anything that kind of helps us in our musical journey moving forward.
I would say to the young folk that are members of this great organization under the leadership of Chief Rabbi Philip Eugene McNeil, follow your God, fear no danger. Keep your eye on the day star. Love your brothers and sisters with a pure heart. You got 6 months to mind your business and 6 months to leave other folks alone. That's a whole year.
That's facts.
That's a fact, Jack.
Those are words to live by. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If the word is the clue, you can find the Tune Song Association.
YouTube family, we want to jump into our song association game. So those of you that are new to the Choristers Lounge, what this segment is we're going to throw a couple of words at Brother Ernest and see what songs come out of his musical memory and comes out of his musical mind, right? He's going to sing maybe a verse or two of the song that has that word either in the title or somewhere throughout the lyrics, all right? So first word for you, Brother Griff, is if I give you the word amen, what song comes to mind?
Crying amen, crying amen, crying amen, amen, amen. When you get so you can't do no more. Amen, amen. Keep on knocking at mercy's door. Amen, amen. I'm gonna tell him when I go abroad that I belong to the church of God. The devil's a liar and a conjurer too.
Yeah.
If you don't watch out, he'll conjure you. Sinner man standing in the gates of hell. The gates flew open, sinner man fell. Crying, amen. Crying, amen. Crying, amen. Amen, amen.
And amen again. And amen again. All right, all right. So we're one for one. Second song. If I give you the, or second word, I should say, if I give you the word ship, S-H-I-P, ship, what song comes to mind, Brother Griff?
Without God, I can do nothing. Without God, I would fail. And without God, my life would be lonely like a ship without a sail. For his name is Grandfather Abraham, and he dwells in sweet Canaan land. Oh, my Lord, he is working zealously, oh, my Lord, just to save every soul that he can.
Ah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, we are two for two. So this next word comes out of your specific musical catalog, Brother Griff. If I give you the word seventh, what song comes to mind?
My first composition. The seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord our God. He bless and he hallowed, hallowed. The seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord our God. He bless and he hallowed. Tell me who will serve such a God as this. The God of Abraham, Abraham. Tell me who wouldn't serve such a God as this.
Come on now.
Tell the God of Abraham. Oh, Why don't we believe in the teachings of Abraham? For we know this is the only way, only way. Oh, why don't we believe in the teachings of Abraham? For we know we cannot be saved.
Ah, Lord, have mercy. That is a masterpiece, Brother Ernest. That is an absolute masterpiece.
My first composition.
Yes, sir.
1967.
Next song, again, coming through your musical catalog, if I give you the word repent, what comes to mind?
We must repent and change our evil ways. We must repent and change our evil ways. We must repent. We must repent and change our evil ways that we may build a temple. That we might build a temple.
I love the wave.
That we might build a temple in Canaan land. These are the last days, and the book of Revelation must be fulfilled. So let us keep the commandments and live. We must repent.
Come on now.
And change our evil ways. We must repent and change our evil ways. We must repent and change our evil ways that we might build a temple. That we might build a temple. That we might build a temple in Canaan land.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Yes, sir. And the last word. If I give you the word best, B-E-S-T.
Best. When I've done the best I can, do, and my friends don't understand, do, then my Lord will carry me home.
Yeah, come on now. Went to the falsetto with such ease, Lord.
At 81 years young.
I can't do it at 37, so you're doing all right.
Keep going to bed and getting up. It'll get there.
Yes, sir. So this has been wonderful, Brother Ernest. So just to close this out, I hear there's a song, something like I'm going to sing till my day is done. Something like that. Can you give us a little bit of that?
I'm going to work. Oh, yes, I am, until my day is done. Whoa. Oh, yes, I'm going to work. Oh, yes, I am, until my day is done. Whoa. Oh, there'll be no more sorrows. There's gonna be no more tomorrow. I'm gonna work. Oh, yes, I am. Until my day is done. Whoa. Yes.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, Brother Griff, I want to thank you so much for just spending a little time with us, taking some time out of your schedule. That song, I'm going to work till my day is done. Thank the good Lord that your day is nowhere near done. You're still encouraging us. You're still singing. You know, you again epitomize what Bishop William H. Plummer said, a singer is one that can sing, will sing, and has good character. So just at the drop of a dime, you know, you're able to, and you're in great voice, which means that you're taking care of that vocal instrument that the Lord blessed you with. So I'm just thankful.
All the credit belongs to the good Lord.
Amen. And I appreciate you sharing, you know, these stories, sharing so much of yourself, Brother Griff. Just thank you for being the example that you are, the history that you represent. You know, thank you for your years of service, you know, to the congregation in so many different ways, musically there as a chef in the kitchen there in Belleville, just for so many years of the Passover. Just thank you for everything that you've been.
I started cooking in the kitchen with Sam Penner when I was 14 years old.
Tell the story.
And Deacon Clarence Vorkins.
Yes, sir.
Was 34.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. And that's a legacy there as well. So we're going to bring this episode to a close.
Allow me the privilege to adore you.
Yes, sir. It was awesome. You know,
I've watched you over the years. Your grandfather, you are him in his absence.
I appreciate that, Brother Griff. I appreciate that, sir.
And I've watched you over the years, and it's like you stepped out of a box, the way God has allowed you to perform as a district cantor. And you remind me of Brother Earl Williams. God. Good man.
Yes, sir. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. So YouTube audience, thank you for being part of the journey. Do like, share, subscribe. This has been wonderful. Just eat up all this history. Eat up all this history and people like, you know, Brother Ernest Griffin and what they represent to us as a whole. Just kind of moving us forward.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Blake Hauser.
Tough man. Brother Blake is always with us, behind the glass, making things happen. So with that being said, we'll bid you all a good evening. And we're looking forward to welcome you back again next time the Courser's Lounge's doors are open. God bless and keep you is our prayer.
Thank you for joining us on the Courser's Lounge.